Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Zara, welcome to Fan Fiction Friday.
Fan Fiction Friday. Fishes, folks, and friends, and fan figures.
Whoa. You're really into the alliteration for the podcast.
Remember Frack? Frack You from...
one of the great pieces of clever
Battlestar
writing
Galactica.
Of all time.
So good.
Frack You. Just got away with it the whole time.
Go frack yourself.
Go frack yourself.
I'm not fracking.
I'm not fracking going over that. Like,
it's amazing. Fishes, folks, and
frackers.
Frackers. We love you, frackers. We are back with another piece of fan fiction. This one involves both Sarah and Kellerman. But it's not that kind of fan fiction. We are resisting.
Get your head out of that. Come on.
Writing any kind of that fan fiction. Reading any of that fan fiction.
Interesting slip.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hi.
Because we know that the fan fiction that you write in your private life is...
Hey, I'm an award-winning fan fiction. I'm a fracking award-winning. No, not true at all. I've never written fan fiction.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is by Sobeys.
S-O-B-E-Y-S. Mm-hmm. And a reminder, Sobeys, if you're out there, if you're listening, if anybody knows Sobeys, hit us up with a DM. We would love to know how, when, why, where you wrote this.
And how you feel about it. All of that. Have you become a Pulitzer Prize award-winning playwright? Because we did hear, remember, there was somebody who reached out to us on the fan line that was like, yeah, some people are now like
professional writers,
published writers. It's very great. So this one, okay, the log line is: the last thing Sarah remembers is Kellerman holding her at gunpoint in Gila, or Gila, however you say that. It takes place in season 2, one shot, which means we're going to read the whole thing from beginning to end. This was first published January 25th of 2016. And that's everything we know about it. So
yeah.
You want to take it away, Paul?
Yes, I do.
All right.
The first thing Sarah noticed when she woke up is that her hands were tied. She was lying on a couch in an unfamiliar room with absolutely no idea how she got there. Trying to sit up, she felt a dull throbbing on the back of her head, and it started to come back to her. Kellerman. Her breathing quickened as her confusion instantly turned to panic at the memory of her so-called friend holding her gunpoint back in Gila or Gila. Hi, my name is Lance, and I am not an addict, he'd said at the time, his annoyingly smug smile plastered on his face. It was the last thing she saw before he lifted his hand and rammed the gun into the back of her head. And now, here she was, although it appeared she was alone, at least for the time being, which meant there wasn't a moment to lose. Struggling to her feet, she looked wildly around at her surroundings, searching for something, anything, that would help her get free her hands. It took a few minutes. She found a knife in one of the kitchen drawers. Turns out it's a lot harder to find things when you can barely use your hands.
A few minutes, a cut on her palm, and several choice words later, fracker, frack, and her hands were free. Rubbing her stinging wrist, Sarah went back into the room with the couch, seeing her purse on the coffee table. Rifling through it, she sighed in relief. Thank you. When she found the paper crane, Kellerman either hadn't looked through her bag yet or hadn't thought anything of importance was in it. Lifting it up to her shoulder, Sarah hurried out of the room and into the doorway. Sarah hurried out of the room and to the doorway. She stopped just before opening it and listened. Footsteps were coming down the hall. Okay, We are going to leave it there.
Oh, man, come on.
For now, no, our Patreon community can listen to the entire thing whenever they want to, as many times as they want to, until they have mastered their very own John Abruzzi voice. And yeah, come see us over in the Patreon community, which is available in the link in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this right now.
All right, we'll see you over there.
Thank you for listening. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Your hosts have been friends but not besties, Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden has been producer Ben Haber.
Keeping us slim and trim in the prison yard has been sound designer and editor Jeff Schmidt.
The manager of our jailbird band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made all our music.
Yay! Our prison artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check them out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
And follow us on Instagram at Prison Break Podcast, email us at pbpodcast@caliber-studio.com, and call us at 401-3-P-BREAK.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.